KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations. From prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing, we're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy from lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
Who knows, but I'm not going to lean heavily on that as an option. You know, it could be that maybe you don't even have a trap in the plumbing system. So generally with a toilet, generally with a sink, you have a U-shaped or a P-shaped trap. And what that does, it's in that sort of drain line or that waistline in the toilet. And what happens is the waste or the water goes down in there, but then in that bottom of the P or the U shape, there's water that sits. So when those gases go through, they kind of get trapped in it. So it's not backing back up into the house. That's one thing. The other thing is it could be like a biogas situation in the sink drain. And that's basically when bacteria grows inside of the drain because, you know, it's like you wash your hands, you wash your face, pieces of skin, like, you know, bio stuff gets in there and it forms like a gunk and it can be kind of stinky. So to deal with that, you would want to put an oxygenated bleach to clean the drain. And you also want to clean the overflow of the sink itself so that, you know, close that sink drain, fill the sink up, you know, when you have those two overflow drains there so that the water doesn't continue to back up. It goes down there. So sometimes that channel can be filled with bacteria. So those are two things that I would look at. Make sure you have a trap. Make sure it's functional. Make sure that the sink is clean, that there's no biogas sitting in there. And hopefully those two approaches will make that smell go away. If not, I'm 100% going back to poop and ghost. Just my two cents. All right, so give that a shot.
Right, okay.
Thanks for calling the Money Pit, Ted. Janet in South Carolina, how can we help you out today on the Money Pit with Leslie Segretti?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
I mean, let's talk about other options other than tile for a bathroom wall. I'm assuming we're talking about the bathroom walls here. I mean, you want to do maybe something that's going to be cleanable, that's going to stand up to moisture. And that's what you really have to do. It has to be super duper duper durable, and it has to just be resistant to the moisture. So you could do like a tub surround, like a pre-made surround. That's a good way to go. They're going to be super easy to clean. They're seamless kind of, except in the corners. So you have a nice solid wall that's going to be virtually leak proof, except for those areas that you attach to the floor or the sides. But the wall itself is going to be great, and they come in a variety of colors. And some of them can even look like they have tile pressed into them. So there's a lot of different ways you can use it. There is a bit of skill required to install them because they're not fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width, and of course they have to be glued in place, and you have to caulk at the bottom. But it's a really good inexpensive, effective option if you don't want to go with tile. So I think that's one way you can kind of think about this. All right, thanks so much for giving us a call. Coming up, whether your bathroom is a cozy powder room or a generous spa space, lucky you, we've rounded up 6 modern design ideas from Wallpaper Magazine, from serene alcoves to dramatic lighting and futuristic marble to elevate your space in style. We're going to break down what they are and how you can use them at home, so stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it has been a hot summer, and our ceiling fans work hard all summer long. But as we head toward cooler weather, it's time for a little TLC there. You want to start by dusting the blades of the fan thoroughly. A pillowcase works great to trap the dust. All right, after the pillowcase cleaning trick, flip the switch on the fan's motor housing to reverse the blade direction. Because in the cooler months, you want the blade spinning clockwise to gently push that warm air down into the room. It's a small change that really does make a noticeable difference in comfort and efficiency. And it's an often overlooked seasonal task that really does make a big difference. So a quick, simple little tidbit here that you can use that's going to make your sleeping in your bedroom or wherever you've got that fan all the better. All right, Jim, let's see who we've got on deck for the Money Pit.
Okay, Leslie, now we've got Gail, who has a question about her oven. Let's see how we can help out. What's going on, Gail?
I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old, but it's a self-cleaning oven. And right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
Yeah, you know, that is a tough spot to clean, and I think it depends on what type of manufacturer you have. But what you're looking at with the oven door is double pane glass because it has to be insulative to keep the oven hot, obviously. And then it starts to discolor, and it could be inside the glass, or it could just be, you know, in between the glass, or it could be on the oven side. There is a way if you disassemble the door, and I would try to find the manufacturer's directions so that you know you're taking it apart correctly and then reassembling it correctly. And what you could then do is clean the inside of the glass. Some of these doors, I can't remember if it's on the bottom or there's like a vent, and you can take like a very slim bottle brush and then get in there and clean that as well. There's, you know, a couple of different ways you can approach it, but it's not that difficult to clean, and I think it's something you should be tackling.
Yeah, it's time-consuming, but it's not a real difficult chore.
Yeah, I mean, Jim's right. You want to just get everything back together once you take it apart. And I know it seems like there's a lot going on, but there are some great videos online of people doing this. So maybe you can even find the video of your exact model stolen and then watch them take apart the door, and you sort of mimic that disassembly process. It's going to come apart one way or another, and the type of fasteners you're describing may be the type of fastener that's needed by a specialized screwdriver or like a nut driver or something of that nature, or even an Allen wrench. But eventually you'll find the right tool and it will come apart. And even if you're not comfortable with the process, it's not really mechanical. Like, don't be afraid that you can't get into it because you might not be able to fix it. But I think you definitely can fix it. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. We're all here for you. But I think that's the best way, is just give it an attempt to take it apart, to give it a good cleaning.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be... You know, does it happen to them all, or?
You know, some might be better than others, but if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter. It's happening to anybody else because it's happened to you, and you don't want to have to replace that oven. You just want to make sure you get it clean. So definitely you're going to be able to get it clean. It's just going to take a little bit of work, all right?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right. You're so welcome. Well, whether you are working with a compact powder room or a luxurious spa-like bathroom, design-forward bathrooms can deliver major impact without major renovations. So here are 6 standout ideas from Wallpaper Magazine that bring bold styling and smart function to bathrooms of any size. First up are serene alcoves. Now, you can create a tranquil nook within your bathroom by carving out a peaceful alcove for the tub or a vanity. You want to think about having recessed lighting, soft curves, calming finishes. It can set a spa-like tone and help delineate zones in that space, even if it's a small spot. Next up, monochromatic pastels, but with bold accents. So you want to choose color palettes that play soft pastels layered with bold feature elements. And that could be like a very soft, minty green pastel tile with like a very bold ruby red or burgundy trim tile or painted vanity. It adds personality without overwhelming the space and the scale across the size of the room. It just does a tremendous trick. And a good way to do that is to look at opposites on your color spectrum. So like the green with the red and that kind of thing will really sort of set it apart. But make sure the softer tone is pastel and the bolder tone is just bright and glossy and wonderful. Next up, contrast tiling. You can use sharp contrast. You want to think black grout with white tiles or mixed tile sizes. That's going to define an area within a layout. Contrasting motifs can visually expand the space, break up monotony, and bring some architectural interest. Also, rich wood paneling. Think about incorporating the natural warmth with vertical wood paneling, especially behind your vanity or around a tub. It's going to soften the look, it's going to add texture, and it will feel luxurious, but not over the top. Next up, futuristic marble. Now you can use futuristic slabs or surfaces. So sleek marble with dramatic veining or matte composite finishes. And that's going to create a sculptural focal point within a bathroom. Even a small backsplash panel or a simple sink ledge will make a huge visual statement. And lastly, dramatic lighting and sculptural fixtures. Now lighting can transform your mood instantly. So think large backlit mirrors, sleek sconces, or bold statement pieces above your tub, and then pair those with minimalistic fixtures and soft metals, and it will give you that elevated look. Lots of promising ideas here to totally transform your small space. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Leslie, we've got Jerry in West Virginia on the line, and he's got a...
What?
He's got a...
Oh, soundproofing.
Soundproofing right. Question, absolutely.
Gotcha. Had to read your lips through the microphone.
What's up, Jerry?
The second floor master, we want to convert into a movie room. However, it's over our son's bedroom. He's 6 years old. And what I've noticed is the volume, there's like no sound barrier between the first and second floor. So like when I hear my wife reading him a bedtime story, I can hear it very plainly upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, that's typical because there's usually no insulation in those walls, so you will get a bunch of sound transmission there. If you want to try to soundproof those walls or the ceiling for that matter, you know, there's a number of ways you can do that. You can apply a second layer of drywall that will be quieter. There's actually drywall that's meant to be soundproofing. One of them is called Quiet Rock. You would probably have to take out the old drywall. Or sometimes you can get a thinner sheet of the Quiet Rock and glue that on with a sound deadening glue on top of the existing drywall, but then you have to account for all of the outlets and the windows and whatnot to make sure that that new depth there will work. But yeah, the other thing you could do is you could just put the layer of drywall between the two rooms. This way you're sort of just improving that one wall. But, I mean, a movie room is pretty loud, so while the reading is annoying you, imagine what, you know, I don't know, what's that Christmas movie? Die Hard. Imagine what Die Hard's going to be super loud for your kids, assuming you're a Bruce Willis fan.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping to do some type of cork floor upstairs. I thought there may be something that would help.
Yeah, I mean, flooring is definitely going to help, but... It's the wall between the space, so it's the ceiling where you really have a chance to sort of stop it. But definitely, if you're going to make this a movie room, carpeting, upholstered furniture, not leather. I know everybody's like, movie seats, leather, but they ricochet sound everywhere. So soft goods galore to kind of absorb the sound in your space so you're not disturbing your son. I know, but bedtime stories are terribly annoying. I'm just kidding. Enjoy the movie space. Call us if you have any questions, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Thanks so much. Coming up, are you thinking about building a fence, hanging a new mailbox, or finally getting that basketball hoop up? Well, we are going to share the fastest and easiest way to set those posts in place using Quikrete's Red Bag Fast Setting Concrete. No mixing, no mess, just strong, stable results in under an hour. You're listening to The Money Pit, so stick around.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
So you're really about the kids, you're really about your career, you're really about this community of women. Have you actually seen members of Crew advance their careers because of the membership?
Oh, I have. Oh, for sure. You know, one of the things I always say to everybody is you need to delegate to elevate. And through that, you know, when you're a leader within Crew and you run a committee or you run Crew itself, you have to utilize your people. And I think I've seen people move up into management roles and C-level roles. And I think a lot of it has to do with their experience within Crew.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
With 380-4301.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Vietnam vet Bobby Han didn't want a dog, but he didn't expect a cat to save his life either. After a stroke left him unable to speak, his rescue tabby Beans never left his side. Beans curled up next to him during speech therapy and even helped alert Bobby's daughter when he had a fall. Now, Bobby can talk again, and he swears the cat encouraged him more than any doctor. Beans might not have a vest, but she has earned her stripes. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Is your money actually working for you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The purchasing power of the dollar has dropped over the last 30 years by over 50%, yet the total return in the stock market is up 874%. Make your money work or watch it burn.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, before you hang up your gardening gloves for the season, make sure that your tools are ready to hibernate properly. You want to start by cleaning off the dirt and the debris. You can use a wire brush or steel wool for stubborn gunk, and then dry everything thoroughly to prevent rust. Sharpen the blades on pruners, shears, and shovels now so that they're ready to go next spring. And a quick rub down with a bit of oil on those metal parts will keep them rust-free. And a light sanding of those wood handles followed by some linseed oil will prevent cracking. Store all your tools indoors in a dry, ventilated spot. And if you're short on space, wall hooks or a simple tool rack keep them off the ground and in great shape for next season. All right, good stuff to keep you busy this weekend. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next?
And in Ohio, Leslie, we have Kathy who left a message. Let's listen in to see what she has to say.
The toilet in our upstairs bathroom makes a squealing noise when we run our washer on the utility floor. Now, it hasn't always done that. It started doing it recently. And we had a plumber here who told us that something wasn't properly vented, but I don't understand why it would suddenly happen. I don't think our venting has changed, and I'm not even sure how plumbing is vented. So we are looking to solve that issue. If you can help us with it, I'd be grateful.
Well, Kathy, let's talk about plumbing venting, first of all. Basically, when you flush water down your pipes, you have to have some air that falls behind it so that that water doesn't drag. And that's what the venting does. It lets the air in. It also lets the sewage gases get out. Now, in terms of why this is happening, it could be a little bit confusing. I mean, typically when you get a squeal, that's on the supply side. When it's coming from the toilet, it's almost always caused by the fill valves. Now, if the plumber is attributing this to having something to do with the venting, he may be seeing something in the toilet. You know, sometimes you get a gurgling in the toilet when that's not vented well. And if the water inside the tank goes down, maybe it's got a bad fill valve and it tries to fill itself back up and then it squeals. And that would account for the fact that this is happening now and hasn't always been happening. It's just sort of a developmental thing of parts wearing out. But I'd be curious to know what that plumber thought the solution was, because you can't just say, hey, it's a problem, but I don't know how to fix it, but here's the problem, because that's what they're there to do. There's also a lot of different ways that you can address venting. If it hasn't happened before and it is a vent issue, it also could be a blockage somewhere down that line. So there's a lot more questions here that don't have answers yet. But I will tell you that normally these squeals have to do with the valves, and they usually have to do with the toilet valves because they don't fully open. They're going to squeal a little bit as the water goes through. And the copper plumbing is going to telegraph, sort of send that sound throughout the house. So you can hear it in every single room, even though it's happening in the bathroom. All right, so that could sort of point you into the direction of the Scooby-Doo mystery, if you will.
So it's not poltergeist.
I mean, maybe, but I'm going to say probably not. But maybe. Well, whether you are building a fence, a flagpole, a mailbox, or even a basketball hoop, setting those posts the right way is the difference between a project that lasts and one that starts leaning by Labor Day. Luckily, with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete, yep, that's the one in the red bag, it's easier than ever to get strong, stable posts in place quickly and efficiently. So here's how to do it right. Step one, you want to dig the hole, and you want to go deep, and you want to go wide. You need to make that hole three times the width of your post and about one-third to one-half the height of the post above ground. You want to add an extra 6 inches there for drainage. So if your post sticks up about 4 feet, That hole should be about 2 feet deep, and if you're working with sandy or loose soil, consider using a quick tube building form to keep that hole stable. Step two, you want to add some gravel. So pour in about 6 inches of gravel or crushed stone into the bottom of the hole, then tamp it down using a scrap of a 2x4 or even the post itself. And this gravel base is going to help prevent moisture from building up at the bottom of the post, and it will slow down the rot, especially if your post is wood. Now, step three, brace and level. So you want to set the post into the hole and kind of temporarily secure it with an angled 2x4 brace screwed into two sides. You're going to drive a wood stake into the ground for each brace and attach them firmly. And you're going to use a level here on two sides of the post to make sure that it's plumb. Now that part is important because once the concrete goes in, there's really no turning back. Step four here is adding the red bag magic. And this is where Quikrete faceting concrete makes life easier. No mixing is required. You just pour the dry concrete right from the bag into the hole about 3 to 4 inches from the top, and then add the recommended amount of water. So it's about 1 gallon per 50-pound bag, and that's it. The concrete is going to set in 20 to 40 minutes, which means you can move on with your project quickly. For most applications, it can handle heavy loads like a basketball hoop in as little as 4 hours. Quick tip, guys. Finish the top of your concrete so it slopes away from the post, because that will help shed the water and add years to your project. So whether you're setting up a play structure, a mailbox, a light post, or a fence, the red bag of Quikrete fast-setting concrete is a reliable partner in any weekend warrior's toolbox. And of course, it's what America's made of. Well, now that we've added a project to your to-do list, let's help you check one off that list as well. This is the Money Pit. Before you pack away your summer, don't forget your patio furniture. Coming up, we're going to share easy tips for cleaning and storing all of that outdoor furniture, from wicker to metal and wood to cushions, so it stays looking great for seasons to come. That and more when we return. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag.
It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quickrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quickrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn from all the solutions that we deliver to you every single week. So check out the Money Pit online, and we're here to help you out. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions. Jim, let's see what everybody's working on.
Now we're heading out to Nebraska, Leslie. We've got Dan on the line, and he's got a mold situation. What's happening out there?
So I put up a pole building 3 years ago, and it's 48 by 36 and 10-foot side walls. And I finished off about 700 square feet on the inside, and sheetrocked it, put R30 in the ceiling, R19 on the walls, and it's got a 4-inch slab concrete base to it. And this spring I went out there, and I had mold all over everything, and I don't know what's causing that. The first 2 years, I never had a bit of problem.
Well, I mean, it has been a very rainy year. I'm assuming that there's no heat or any sort of conditioning in the space, correct?
I heat the bathroom, which is about 8 by 10 during the winter here in Nebraska, and the rest I don't.
I mean, mold needs three things to survive. It needs moisture, air, and food, and all of those things are available right there in that pole building. I'm assuming that those walls are drywall, correct?
Sheetrock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, look at that. I mean, drywall has a paper face on it, so that paper face is like a terrific mold food. It's like, and as soon as it gets wet, it's moist, it's paper, it's delicious for them.
Ah, a buffet.
Yeah. So the issue is, because you're not conditioning the space, that humidity in there is always going to be pretty high, which is why the mold is growing so well. I mean, you've got to heat or cool that space. You've got to condition that space so that it doesn't create those conditions that are perfect for the mold to thrive.
I've gotten that all out of there.
All right, well, that will help.
And I put a dehumidifier in there.
Well, I don't think the concrete floor is necessarily the problem. It's not a bad idea to seal it, but I think it's just the fact that you have a damp building because of its lack of conditioning, with no central heating, with no cooling, plenty of drywall, plenty of moisture, lots of air. The condition is just like too perfect for that mold to grow. Now, there's other ways you could have constructed those walls. You could have used Den's Armor, which is like a fiberglass-faced drywall, so there's no paper, so it won't grow mold because it's not organic. But with paper face in an unheated building like that, I mean, it's no surprise that the mold grew. What is surprising is that it took as long as it did to get so bad.
How do I go ahead and vent that?
Well, if you want to vent the building, what you would probably have to do is put a fan in there that has a humidistat built in, so that when the humidity gets really high, it comes on and draws the air out of the building and removes that moisture. It's like an attic fan, but with a humidistat instead of a thermostat, okay? And that, plus the dehumidifier, should at least keep moisture to a minimum.
Yes, I want to try to eliminate it completely, so I'll try that.
And when you do find the mold, when it gets there, you make sure you treat it properly so that you're killing the mold spores. Don't just try to scrub it off, because it will come back. You've got to treat it, kill the mold spores, and then clean off the remnants of that, Dan. All right, it's a big building. You got your work cut out for you. But you can do it. I know it. All right, thanks so much for calling us. Well, as summer winds down, it's time to turn your attention to your outdoor furniture. Whether you're working with teak, wicker, metal, or plastic, giving your outdoor pieces a good cleaning and proper storage will help them last for many more seasons to come. So let's start with the basics, cleaning. Now, different materials need different TLC. So wood, for example, like a teak or a eucalyptus, you want to use a soft bristle brush and a mild soap and water solution. Teak oil or sealer can be reapplied once it's dry to preserve the wood's natural color. Avoid pressure washing. It can be too harsh and it can damage the grain. If you have wicker furniture, and this could be natural wicker or resin, for natural wicker, you want to use a vacuum to get the loose debris out of the weave and then wipe with a damp cloth. Resin wicker can handle a gentle hose rinse and a mild detergent. Let those pieces dry thoroughly in the sun to avoid mildew. If you've got plastic or even resin furniture, this is going to be the easiest. You just want to wipe it down with a mixture of dish soap and water, rinse it, let it dry. If it's looking a little dingy, you can try a paste of baking soda and water to lift out the stains. Also, a magic eraser does wonders here. Now, metal, aluminum, wrought iron, steel, that type of furniture, you want to clean that with a sponge and soapy water, then rinse well and dry. If you have rusty spots on wrought iron furniture, you can use a wire brush and touch up with outdoor metal paint. You can apply a thin layer of car wax to the aluminum for some extra protection. And for those cushions and those outdoor fabrics, try to brush off that loose dirt first. Most outdoor cushions have removable, washable covers. Just check the label. For non-removable ones, a gentle spray of water and a mix of vinegar and soap can do wonders. You want to let everything air dry fully before you store it to avoid mold. Now let's talk about the storage. If you do have the space, storing furniture indoors is best, like your basement, the garage, or a shed. But if you have to keep it outside, which a lot of us do, you can invest in weather-resistant covers to protect against the snow. You can stack those lightweight chairs together and then use straps or bungees to just kind of secure them together. You can place small furniture pieces and cushions in a deck box or a plastic storage bin to keep them clean and dry. And for wood and metal, you want to elevate the furniture off the ground slightly. You can do that with bricks or, you know, even a pallet just to avoid pooling moisture. Quick tip here, you want to make a note of anything that needs repairs or a refresh, like a cracked slat or a rusty spot or a worn cushion, so that you're ready to tackle that come springtime. Taking the time now to kind of clean everything and store that outdoor furniture means less work and fewer surprises when those warmer days return and you just kind of want to get relaxing, right? It's a perfect way to be ready for next spring.
You are indeed listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home improvement situations. Coming up, redecorating a kid's room can be a fun, creative adventure for you and your kid. We'll share three things that can make sure your project is a success on Leslie's Last Word next.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Scholarships limited by race.
segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, Jim, we've had a pretty busy hour, and I like it when we kind of jump around to different categories of projects. You know, in some hours I try to stick to everything being like all the outside work and some all the inside work. And this time we kind of skipped around a bit. You know, I love looking at trade magazines and design magazines and kind of seeing what's coming up, what do we think the trends are, are these really going to be the trends? And this wallpaper magazine spot about small bathrooms really just kind of hit home because I have a tiny bath and I'm always looking at ways to make it really exciting, and I think they hit the nail on the head. And of course, Quikrete with their magical red bag of concrete mix really does a fantastic job of setting things quickly so you can finally put up that basketball hoop and your 6'3" son can shut it.
Whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or updating a space for kids who insist they're not little anymore. Oh gosh, remember that, Leslie, huh? Going through it now, Leslie?
They're still little, okay? Just because they're 6'3" doesn't mean they're not still little.
Well, if you're working out a child's room, it can be a fun, creative adventure. Leslie, why don't you give us, in your last word, give us a little rundown here. I'm looking forward to this one.
All right, Jim. Listen, just because my kids are big-ish little doesn't mean that, you know, you can't be thinking about this stuff. But I think this is sort of the general scope regardless of your kid's size, whether we're talking about a new baby or just sort of transitioning from like a little kid to a big kid. Working on your child's room, it can be fun. It can be a creative adventure. So here's three things that can help make sure your project is a success. First of all, the trick is to going in knowing the parameters of what you can spend, the smarts of material selection, and how to make that space safe for the age of the child. I mean, it's really, believe it or not, possible to combine coolness and practicality, safety, and organization for a room both you and your child are going to love.
No way!
Yeah, you could try. They're still going to hate something about it. But when they're small, they just don't know how to say it back. But when they're Henry size, they're like, oh, Mom, this sucks. And you're like, what? Do this for a living.
You know what I love when they argue with you and you have to respect their level of argument and then realize you're the one that taught them?
Dang it.
Yeah.
I did that.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. You got to think about it. You got to look at it from a kid's perspective. You got to look at it from your pocketbook perspective here and come up with a way that your kids will use that space now and how they're going to be able to use that space in the near future, whether that's 2 years or 5 years, depending on the kid's age and what kind of changes they'll be going through while they're using that space. So you need to think about it. Are you going from baby to preschooler, grade schooler to tween, tween to teen, that kind of stuff? And finally, what kind of activities need to be accommodated? Is it just like their sleep hangout space? Do they do homework in there? Is the room large enough that you can have a play area or an arts and craft area or maybe some sporting goods storage? Although, no balls in the house, you guys. How many times do I have to say this?
Oh, Mom.
All of it has to be considered. So, and you also have to decide, like, is this truly just a kid's space or is this a space for more than just the kids in this room? And those are the ways that will kind of guide you into what goes into that space, how you're designing that space, what type of furniture will work well now, but continue to work well. I promise you, though, in like 5 years, it's all going to be a moot point. We're going to have this conversation again because the thing that they loved then is not going to be the thing they love in the 5 years, and we'll be redesigning the space. So don't spend a ton of cash. Bottom line, do not spend a ton of cash unless you're my son, Charlie, who will forever love
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with
those
that.
Those are the things. But that's a lot of fun stuff. And keep the kids involved in the decision making, because the more you can do it together, the better it is for everyone. All right. Good luck with those projects, everybody. Coming up next week here on the Money Pit, fall isn't just about cozy sweaters and apple picking. It's the perfect time to get your home back in shape. We are going to share easy outdoor and indoor cleanup tips to refresh your space and get it ready for the season ahead. You don't want to miss it. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What do? You go to Google, of course, and look at the reviews. That's exactly what the researchers have done at PC Mag, the industry leader in tech news, reviews, and analysis on computers, software, mobile devices, and smart home tech. And from hundreds of vendors and literally thousands of reviews, PC Mag have rated TP-Link one of the world's top 10 tech companies. TP-Link is a world leader in smart home tech. Stuff like smart robot vacuums, smart plugs and lighting, security options with smart cameras and sensors, Wi-Fi 7 routers, boosters and mesh networks, and of course all your devices work and seamlessly connect in the TP-Link ecosystem. What if PC Mag's top 10 tech companies for 2025 at tp-link.com?
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
This hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched a large aerial attack on southern Ukraine 2 days after an airstrike on central Kyiv, killing 23 people. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the Russia-Ukraine war and the assassination of Ukraine's former parliament speaker.
Cleanup in Ukraine after Russia launched an overnight mass attack into Saturday, killing at least one person and wounding 28, including children, according to local officials. This comes 2 days after a rare airstrike on central Kyiv left 23 dead and damaged European Union diplomatic offices. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU was advancing toward seizing frozen Russian assets to hand to Ukraine.
We are also advancing the work on the use of the Russian frozen assets because it's clear that the predator has to pay.
I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. More from Bernie Bennett.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning 5 additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan giving Democrats a chance at winning 5 more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A case that could provide the Trump administration with new and expansive power over the traditionally independent Federal Reserve got its first court hearing Friday. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook has requested an emergency injunction to block the president's attempt to fire her over allegations that she committed mortgage fraud when she purchased a home and condo in 2021. She was appointed by the Biden administration in 2022. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The late owner of an NFL team reportedly experienced a drug relapse before his death earlier this year, as correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh tells us.
Former Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay continued to suffer setbacks from his addiction to painkillers prior to his death in May, the Washington Post reported Thursday. The Post cites five people who had direct knowledge of Irsay's relapses, but who requested anonymity because they said they feared retaliation from team leaders. Irsay died May 21st. The Post story says Irsay overdosed at least three times since February 2020. The story also says Irsay was prescribed ketamine, which is most commonly used as a general anesthetic. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
North Carolina set for its first football debut under Bill Belichick. The Tar Heels open the season Monday against TCU. This marks his first game at the college level for Belichick after spending his entire coaching career in the NFL. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the crime rate has become so bad in D.C., is actually higher than in some notorious foreign cities.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, eh, you shouldn't travel to. Or capital is about roughly the same murder rate.
Environment America Clean Water Director John Rumper says nearly two-thirds of beaches were tested nationwide last year.
I think what we can safely say is that every year we have found that all too often there are pathogens in the water that can make people sick where we want to go swimming. So there's really a need for us to take action and protect public health and clean water.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations. From prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing, we're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
If your face needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The
Money Pit is presented by Roof Max Roof Restoration and Quikrete. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I am joined by Jim Kenzie, the best producer in the home improvement game. And we've got 1 weekend left of summer, Jim, oh, great producer friend.
I think you're going to have to go through my agent from now on, Ms. Segretti. Just deal directly with them.
Dear agent of Mr. Jim Kenzie, am I allowed to say that he's awesome, or do I need a different adjective?
Is that billable? Is that,
yeah? Yeah, we'll work out all of those details, but...
And get back to
you. Well, we'll get back to you guys, you know, and send in your thoughts, people, if we want to call Jim, like, oh, yes, do that. Tell me what you want to call Jim, and maybe I'll put it in the show.
There you go. Weekly segment.
Could you imagine?
Very weekly. Oh.
Let's see what we get. All right, guys. 1 weekend left of summer. Holy moly. Labor Day is next weekend, so let's get a lot of the work done this weekend. I mean, why shouldn't we all be able to enjoy the hard work that we've done all summer, getting our homes together, so that once fall comes, we're just kind of in a cozy, warm state in the house. You know, there'll be projects to do, but let's just take Labor Day weekend to maybe not do so much. So let's really pack it in this weekend, guys. So we're going to share some projects and ideas to get those creative juices flowing, so to say. This hour, guys, whether your bathroom is a cozy powder room or maybe you're lucky enough to have a generous spa space, we've rounded up 6 modern design ideas from Wallpaper Magazine, from serene alcoves to dramatic lighting and futuristic marble that are going to elevate your space and style. So we'll break that down, let you know what they are and how you can be using them at home. And if you're thinking about building a fence, hanging a new mailbox, or finally getting that basketball hoop up, is that what's on your mind? Well, we're going to share the fastest and easiest way to set those posts in place using Quikrete's Red Bag Fast Setting Concrete. No mixing, no mess, just strong, stable results in under an hour. And before you pack away your summer, don't forget about your patio furniture. Coming up, we're going to share easy tips for cleaning and storing that outdoor furniture from wicker to metal, wood to cushions, so it stays looking great for seasons to come. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can help you with all of your home design and home improvement dreams. Jim, who's up first?
All right, Leslie, we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change the finish of her deck. What's going on, Teresa?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, what do you call it, pre-treated lumber?
Yep, treated lumber is okay.
And I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, you know, replaced and the other half is still painted.
Well, are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Well, the thing is, since it's already been painted, you kind of have to get the paint off that's there, the old paint. You can't put the stain over the paint because there's nothing for that stain to kind of soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed and, you know, you got to see the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain. It's got a lot of pigment in it, and it kind of does look like paint. It just doesn't have that glaze to it like a paint does, but it gives that wood a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would say it's a good idea to use it. But I would tell you, with that pressure-treated lumber, you're probably going to have to wait until next spring because you need that sort of pressure-treated lumber that maybe has a lot of chemicals in it to kind of dry out. It's called seasoning the lumber. So you have to let it all evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be concerned that the stain isn't going to stick on top of the paint. The idea is that the stain soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint, okay?
What products are out there that would maybe...
Paint is going to work for this, but then you're painting the deck for the rest of the deck's life. Unless you just wanted to have it sort of two-tone, at least, you know, one side's painted, one side's stained, you're going to see a difference between the two. but maybe this way you can figure out from a decor perspective that you like one over the other and not liking the two-tone one.
Well, thank you so, so much.
All right. I'm not giving you permission to have two-tone for the whole time. This means it's kind of like a paint swatch on your wall. See if you like it and then pick the one you like.
Nice analogy. Nice analogy, Leslie.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, in Mississippi, we've got Ted, who's got a potentially stinky issue happening there. Why don't you give us the details, see how we can help out, Ted?
We bought this house about 2 years ago, and when you, in the bathroom, or the master bathroom, you close the door. We normally close that door when we sleep at night, and you get up in the morning, you go in there, and it's just kind of a sewage odor. It's not overbearing, but it's definitely there.
That's not a great scent to wake up to when you come into the bathroom. Yeah, I mean, unless you have like a mystery pooping ghost, which I doubt. I mean, who knows, but I'm not going to lean heavily on that as an option. You know, it could be that maybe you don't even have a trap in the plumbing system. So generally with a toilet, generally with a sink, you have a U-shape or a P-shaped trap. And what that does, it's in that sort of drain line or that waistline in the toilet. And what happens is the waste or the water goes down in there, but then in that bottom of the P or the U shape, there's water that sits. So when those gases go through, they kind of get trapped in it. So it's not backing back up into the house. That's one thing. The other thing is it could be like a biogas situation in the sink drain. And that's basically when bacteria grows inside of the drain because, you know, it's like you wash your hands, you wash your face, pieces of skin, like, you know, bio stuff gets in there and it forms like a gunk and it can be kind of stinky. So to deal with that, you would want to put an oxygenated bleach to clean the drain. And you also want to clean the overflow of the sink itself so that, you know, close that sink drain, fill the sink up, you know, when you have those two overflow drains there so that the water doesn't continue to back up. It goes down there. So sometimes that channel can be filled with bacteria. So those are two things that I would look at. Make sure you have a trap. Make sure it's functional. Make sure that the sink is clean, that there's no biogas sitting in there. And hopefully those two approaches will make that smell go away. If not, I'm 100% going back to poop and ghost, which is just my two cents. All right, so give that a shot.
Right, okay.
Thanks for calling the Money Pit, Ted. Janet in South Carolina, how can we help you out today on the Money Pit with Leslie Segretti?
Got a question on options other than tile to put around bathroom due to some staining.
I mean, let's talk about other options other than tile for a bathroom wall. I'm assuming we're talking about the bathroom walls here. I mean, you want to do maybe something that's going to be cleanable, that's going to stand up to moisture. And that's what you really have to do. It has to be super duper duper durable and it has to just be resistant to the moisture. So you could do like a tub surround, like a pre-made surround. That's a good way to go. They're going to be super easy to clean. They're seamless kind of except in the corners. So you have a nice solid wall that's going to be virtually leak proof except for those areas that you attach to the floor or the sides. But the wall itself is going to be great and they come in a variety of colors and some of them can even look like they have tile pressed into them. So there's a lot of different ways you can use it. There is a bit of skill required to install them because they're not fit perfectly out of the box. Sometimes you have to trim the width and of course they have to be glued in place and you have to caulk at the bottom, but it's a really good inexpensive, effective option if you don't want to go with tile. So I think that's one way you can kind of think about this. All right, thanks so much for giving us a call. Coming up, whether your bathroom is a cozy powder room or a generous spa space, lucky you, we've rounded up 6 modern design ideas from Wallpaper Magazine, from serene alcoves to dramatic lighting and futuristic marble to elevate your space in style. We're going to break down what they are and how you can use them at home, so stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it has been a hot summer, and our ceiling fans work hard all summer long. But as we head toward cooler weather, it's time for a little TLC there. You want to start by dusting the blades of the fan thoroughly. A pillowcase works great to trap the dust. All right, after the pillowcase cleaning trick, flip the switch on the fan's motor housing to reverse the blade direction. Because in the cooler months, you want the blade spinning clockwise to gently push that warm air down into the room. It's a small change that really does make a noticeable difference in comfort and efficiency. And it's an often overlooked seasonal task that really does make a big difference. So a quick, simple little tidbit here that you can use that's going to make your sleeping in your bedroom or wherever you've got that fan all the better. All right, Jim, let's see who we've got on deck for the Money Pit.
Okay, Leslie, now we've got Gail, who has a question about her oven. Let's see how we can help out. What's going on, Gail?
I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old, but it's a self-cleaning oven. And right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
Yeah, you know, that is a tough spot to clean, and I think it depends on what type of manufacturer you have. What you're looking at with the oven door is double pane glass because it has to be insulative to keep the oven hot, obviously. And then it starts to discolor, and it could be inside the glass, or it could just be, you know, in between the glass, or it could be on the oven side. There is a way, if you disassemble the door, And I would try to find the manufacturer's directions so that you know you're taking it apart correctly and then reassembling it correctly. And what you could then do is clean the inside of the glass. Some of these doors, I can't remember if it's on the bottom or there's like a vent, and you can take like a very slim bottle brush and then get in there and clean that as well. There's, you know, a couple of different ways you can approach it, but it's not that difficult to clean. I think it's something you should be tackling.
Yeah, it's time consuming, but it's not a real difficult chore.
Yeah, I mean, Jim's right. You want to just get everything back together once you take it apart. And I know it seems like there's a lot going on, but there are some great videos online of people doing this. So maybe you can even find the video of your exact model stove, oven, and then watch them take apart the door, and you sort of mimic that disassembly process. It's going to come apart one way or another, and the type of fasteners you're describing may be the type of fastener that's needed by a specialized screwdriver or like a nut driver or something of that nature, or even an Allen wrench. But eventually you'll find the right tool and it will come apart. And even if you're not comfortable with the process, it's not really mechanical. Like, don't be afraid that you can't get into it because you might not be able to fix it. But I think you definitely can fix it. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. We're all here for you. But I think that's the best way, is just give it an attempt to take it apart, to give it a good cleaning.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or?
You know, some might be better than others, but if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter. It's happening to anybody else because it's happened to you, and you don't want to have to replace that oven. You just want to make sure you get it clean. So definitely you're going to be able to get it clean. It's just going to take a little bit of work, all right?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right. You're so welcome. Well, whether you are working with a compact powder room or a luxurious spa-like bathroom, design-forward bathrooms can deliver major impact without major renovations. So here are six standout ideas from Wallpaper Magazine that bring bold styling and smart function to bathrooms of any size. First up are serene alcoves. Now, you can create a tranquil nook within your bathroom by carving out a peaceful alcove for the tub or a vanity. You want to think about having recessed lighting, soft curves, calming finishes. It can set a spa-like tone and help delineate zones in that space, even if it's a small spot. Next up, monochromatic pastels, but with bold accents. So you want to choose color palettes that play soft pastels layered with bold feature elements. And that could be like a very soft.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The look, it's going to add texture, and it will feel luxurious, but not over the top. Next up, futuristic marble. Now, you can use futuristic slabs or surfaces, so sleek marble with dramatic veining or matte composite finishes, and that's going to create a sculptural focal point within a bathroom. Even a small backsplash panel or a simple sink ledge will make a huge visual statement. And lastly, dramatic lighting and sculptural fixtures. Now, lighting can transform your mood instantly, so think large backlit mirrors, sleek sconces, or bold statement pieces above your tub, and then pair those with minimalistic fixtures and soft metals, and it will give you that elevated look. Lots of promising ideas here to totally transform your small space. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Leslie, we've got Jerry in West Virginia on the line, and he's got a...
What?
He's got a...
Oh, soundproofing.
Soundproofing, right. Question, absolutely.
Gotcha. Had to read your lips through the microphone.
What's up, Jerry?
The second floor master, we want to convert into a movie room. However, it's over our son's bedroom. He's 6 years old, And what I've noticed is the volume, there's like no sound barrier between the first and second floor. So like when I hear my wife reading him a bedtime story, I can hear it very plainly upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, that's typical because there's usually no insulation in those walls, so you will get a bunch of sound transmission there. If you want to try to soundproof those walls or the ceiling for that matter, you know, there's a number of ways you can do that. You can apply a second layer of drywall that will be quieter. There's actually drywall that's meant to be soundproofing. One of them is called Quiet Rock. You would probably have to take out the old drywall, or sometimes you can get a thinner sheet of the Quiet Rock and glue that on with a sound deadening glue on top of the existing drywall, but then you have to account for all of the outlets and the windows and whatnot to make sure that that new depth there will work. But yeah, the other thing you could do is you could just put the layer of drywall between the two rooms. This way you're sort of just improving that one wall. But, I mean, a movie room is pretty loud, so while the reading is annoying you, imagine what, you know, I don't know, what's that Christmas movie? Die Hard. Imagine what Die Hard's going to be super loud for your kids, assuming you're a Bruce Willis fan.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping to do some type of cork floor upstairs. I thought there may be something that would help.
Yeah, I mean, flooring is definitely going to help, but it's the wall between the space, so it's the ceiling where you really have a chance to sort of stop it. But definitely, if you're going to make this a movie room, carpeting, upholstered furniture, not leather. I know everybody's like, movie seats, leather, but they ricochet sound everywhere. So soft goods galore to kind of absorb the sound in your space so you're not disturbing your son. I know, but bedtime stories are terribly annoying. I'm just kidding. Enjoy the movie space. Call us if you have any questions, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Thanks so much. Coming up, are you thinking about building a fence, hanging a new mailbox, or finally getting that basketball hoop up? Well, we are going to share the fastest and easiest way to set those posts in place using Quikrete's Red Bag fast-setting concrete. No mixing, no mess, just strong, stable results in under an hour. You're listening to The Money Pit, so stick around.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
So you're really about the kids. You're really about your career. You're really about this community of women. Have you actually seen members of Crew advance their careers because of the membership?
Oh, I have. Oh, for sure. You know, one of the things I always say to everybody is, you need to delegate to elevate. And through that, you know, when you're a leader within Crew and you run a committee or you run Crew itself, you have to utilize your people. And I think I've seen people move up into management roles and C-level roles. And I think a lot of it has to do with their experience within Crew.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors,
and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Vietnam vet Bobby Han didn't want a dog, but he didn't expect a cat to save his life either. After a stroke left him unable to speak, his rescue tabby Beans never left his side. Beans curled up next to him during speech therapy and even helped alert Bobby's daughter when he had a fall. Now, Bobby can talk again, and he swears the cat encouraged him more than any doctor. Beans might not have a vest, but she has earned her stripes. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Is your money actually working for you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The purchasing power of the dollar has dropped over the last 30 years by over 50%. Yet the total return in the stock market is up 874%. Make your money work or watch it burn.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, before you hang up your gardening gloves for the season, make sure that your tools are ready to hibernate properly. You want to start by cleaning off the dirt and the debris. You can use a wire brush or steel wool for stubborn gunk, and then dry everything thoroughly to prevent rust. Sharpen the blades on pruners, shears, and shovels now so that they're ready to go next spring. And a quick rub down with a bit of oil on those metal parts will keep them rust-free. And a light sanding of those wood handles followed by some linseed oil will prevent cracking. Store all your tools indoors in a dry, ventilated spot. And if you're short on space, wall hooks or a simple tool rack keep them off the ground and in great shape for next season. All right, good stuff to keep you busy this weekend. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next?
And in Ohio, Leslie, we have Kathy who left a message. Let's listen in to see what she has to say.
The toilet in our upstairs bathroom makes a squealing noise when we run our washer on the utility floor. Now, it hasn't always done that. It started doing it recently. And we had a plumber here who told us that something wasn't properly vented, but I don't understand why it would suddenly happen. I don't think our venting has changed, and I'm not even sure how plumbing is vented. So we are looking to solve that issue. If you can help us with it, I'd be grateful.
Well, Kathy, let's talk about plumbing venting, first of all. Basically, when you flush water down your pipes, you have to have some air that falls behind it so that that water doesn't drag. And that's what the venting does. It lets the air in. It also lets the sewage gases get out. Now, in terms of why this is happening, it could be a little bit confusing. I mean, typically when you get a squeal, that's on the supply side. When it's coming from the toilet, it's almost always caused by the fill valves. Now, if the plumber is attributing this to having something to do with the venting, he may be seeing something in the toilet. You know, sometimes you get a gurgling in the toilet when that's not vented well. And if the water inside the tank goes down, maybe it's got a bad fill valve and it tries to fill itself back up and then it squeals. And that would account for the fact that this is happening now and hasn't always been happening. It's just sort of a developmental thing of parts wearing out. But I'd be curious to know what that plumber thought the solution was, because you can't just say, hey, it's a problem, but I don't know how to fix it, but here's the problem, because that's what they're there to do. There's also a lot of different ways that you can address venting. If it hasn't happened before and it is a vent issue, it also could be a blockage somewhere down that line. So there's a lot more questions here that don't have answers yet. But I will tell you that normally these squeals have to do with the valves, and they usually have to do with the toilet valves because they don't fully open. They're going to squeal a little bit as the water goes through. And the copper plumbing is going to telegraph, sort of send that sound throughout the house. So you can hear it in every single room, even though it's happening in the bathroom. All right, so that could sort of point you into the direction of the Scooby-Doo mystery, if you will.
So it's not poltergeist.
I mean, maybe, but I'm going to say probably not. But maybe. Well, whether you are building a fence, a flagpole, a mailbox, or even a basketball hoop, setting those posts the right way is the difference between a project that lasts and one that starts leaning by Labor Day. Luckily, with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete, yep, that's the one in the red bag, it's easier than ever to get strong, stable posts in place quickly and efficiently. So here's how to do it right. Step one, you want to dig the hole, and you want to go deep and you want to go wide. You need to make that hole three times the width of your post and about one-third to one-half the height of the post above ground. You want to add an extra 6 inches there for drainage. So if your post sticks up about 4 feet, that hole should be about 2 feet deep. And if you're working with sandy or loose soil, consider using a quick tube building form to keep that hole stable. Step two, you want to add some gravel. So pour in about 6 inches of gravel or crushed stone into the bottom of the hole, then tamp it down using a scrap of a 2x4 or even the post itself. And this gravel base is going to help prevent moisture from building up at the bottom of the post, and it will slow down the rot, especially if your post is wood. Now, step three, brace and level. So you want to set the post into the hole and kind of temporarily secure it with an angled 2x4 brace screwed into two sides. You're going to drive a wood stake into the ground for each brace and attach them firmly. And you're going to use a level here on two sides of the post to make sure that it's plumb. Now that part is important because once the concrete goes in, there's really no turning back. Step four here is adding the red bag magic. And this is where Quikrete fast-setting concrete makes life easier. No mixing is required. You just pour the dry concrete right from the bag into the hole about 3 to 4 inches from the top, and then add the recommended amount of water. So it's about 1 gallon per 50-pound bag, and that's it. The concrete is going to set in 20 to 40 minutes, which means you can move on with your project quickly. For most applications, it can handle heavy loads like a basketball hoop in as little as 4 hours. Quick tip, guys. Finish the top of your concrete so it slopes away from the post, because that will help shed the water and add years to your project. So whether you're setting up a play structure, a mailbox, a light post, or a fence, the red bag of Quikrete fast-setting concrete is a reliable partner in any weekend warrior's toolbox. And of course, it's what America's made of. Well, now that we've added a project to your to-do list, let's help you check one off that list as well. This is the Money Pit. Before you pack away your summer, don't forget your patio furniture. Coming up, we're going to share easy tips for cleaning and storing all of that outdoor furniture, from wicker to metal and wood to cushions, so it stays looking great for seasons to come. That and more when we return. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy, perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rainscape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rainscape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rainscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask, or you can listen and learn from all the solutions that we deliver to you every single week. So check out the Money Pit online, and we're here to help you out. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions. Jim, let's see what everybody's working on.
Now we're heading out to Nebraska, Leslie. We've got Dan on the line, and he's got a mold situation. What's happening out there?
So I put up a pole building 3 years ago, and it's 48 by 36 and 10-foot side walls. And I finished off about 700 square feet on the inside, and she rocked it, put R30 in the ceiling, R19 on the walls, and it's got a 4-inch slab concrete base to it. And this spring I went out there, and I had mold all over everything, and I don't know what's causing that. The first 2 years, I never had a bit of a problem.
Well, I mean, it has been.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday State right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Paper, so it won't grow mold because it's not organic. But with paper face in an unheated building like that, I mean, it's no surprise that the mold grew. What is surprising is that it took as long as it did to get so bad.
How do I go ahead and vent that?
Well, if you want to vent the building, what you would probably have to do is put a fan in there that has a humidistat built in so that when the humidity gets really high, it comes on and draws the air out of the building and removes that moisture. It's like an attic fan, but with a humidistat instead of a thermostat, okay? And that, plus the dehumidifier, should at least keep moisture to a minimum.
Yes, I want to try to eliminate it completely, so I'll try that.
And when you do find the mold, when it gets there, you make sure you treat it properly so that you're killing the mold spores. Don't just try to scrub it off because it will come back. You've got to treat it, kill the mold spores, and then clean off the remnants of that, Dan. All right, it's a big building. You got your work cut out for you. But you can do it. I know it. All right, thanks so much for calling us. Well, as summer winds down, it's time to turn your attention to your outdoor furniture. Whether you're working with teak, wicker, metal, or plastic, giving your outdoor pieces a good cleaning and proper storage will help them last for many more seasons to come. So let's start with the basics, cleaning. Now, different materials need different TLC. So wood, for example, like a teak or a eucalyptus, you want to use a soft bristle brush and a mild soap and water solution. Teak oil or sealer can be reapplied once it's dry to preserve the wood's natural color. Avoid pressure washing. It can be too harsh and it can damage the grain. If you have wicker furniture, and this could be natural wicker or resin, for natural wicker, you want to use a vacuum to get the loose debris out of the weave and then wipe with a damp cloth. Resin wicker can handle a gentle hose rinse and a mild detergent. Let those pieces dry thoroughly in the sun to avoid mildew. If you've got plastic or even resin furniture, this is going to be the easiest. You just want to wipe it down with a mixture of dish soap and water, rinse it, let it dry. If it's looking a little dingy, you can try a paste of baking soda and water to lift out the stains. Also, a magic eraser does wonders here. Now, metal, aluminum, wrought iron, steel, that type of furniture, you want to clean that with a sponge and soapy water, then rinse well and dry. If you have rusty spots on wrought iron furniture, you can use a wire brush and touch up with outdoor metal paint. You can apply a thin layer of car wax to the aluminum for some extra protection. And for those cushions and those outdoor fabrics, try to brush off that loose dirt first. Most outdoor cushions have removable, washable covers. Just check the label. For non-removable ones, a gentle spray of water and a mix of vinegar and soap can do wonders. You want to let everything air dry fully before you store it to avoid mold. Now let's talk about the storage. If you do have the space, storing furniture indoors is best, like your basement, the garage, or a shed. But if you have to keep it outside, which a lot of us do, you can invest in weather-resistant covers to protect against the snow. You can stack those lightweight chairs together and then use straps or bungees to just kind of secure them together. You can place small furniture pieces and cushions in a deck box or a plastic storage bin to keep them clean and dry. And for wood and metal, you want to elevate the furniture off the ground slightly. You can do that with bricks or, you know, even a pallet just to avoid pooling moisture. Quick tip here, you want to make a note of anything that needs repairs or a refresh, like a cracked slat or a rusty spot or a worn cushion, so that you're ready to tackle that come springtime. Taking the time now to kind of clean everything and store that outdoor furniture means less work and fewer surprises when those warmer days return and you just kind of want to get relaxing, right? It's the perfect way to be ready for next spring.
You are indeed listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home improvement situations. Coming up, redecorating a kid's room can be a fun, creative adventure for you and your kid. We'll share three things that can make sure your project is a success on Leslie's Last Word next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.